Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, there are plenty of ways to kill some time out there. Thank you for killing some time with me. I'm Marcus Bronzy, and we're starting this episode a little bit different because this episode will not make sense if you've just picked up the podcast and started listening, or if you've missed episode 166, where a regular on the show, Dev, joined us, and he spoke about a lot. If you want to hear about the a lotness that Dev spoke about, go and listen to episode 166 in its entirety. But he also left us with this little tease at the end of the episode.
Have I told you about the podcast where I sort of accidentally weed on somebody?
You've not told me about it.
We'll save that for another podcast, I think. There's a little cliffhanger for you.
Now, after that little tease about that story, we did record an episode where Dev shared said story with us, but we have had to wait for sign-off from the powers that be before we enable that to happen. Now we've had sign-off, here is the episode where Dev tells us all about his interesting experience.
Are you serious?
So this is How to Kill an Hour. How to Kill an Hour. Dev promised in the last episode he wouldn't leave us waiting 20 years till he told us.
I want to save this for my podcast. I want to tell this on a podcast.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
I can tell this multiple times. It doesn't matter. It's one of my best stories.
I'm really, like, fuck it. This week is going to go out the window. Like, I can't. We're going to have to drop, because there's plenty of ways to kill time out there.
You can just, you, like,
but
you
let's
just,
not go on like we don't have, let's you not go on like we don't have fucking sex though. Come on.
Huh?
Like, let's not go on like killing time having sex isn't something that we should all be doing a bit more.
This is not a sex story, man.
Is it not a sex story? Oh god.
It should have been, but it's not a sex story, man.
Okay. So what is it about them?
Do you want me to just tell you?
I'm really curious.
Alright, so last year at Ibiza, right, I did it big, bruv. I did it big. I was supposed to only go, well, I don't know, considering the amount of time I was out there, I was supposed to go for like 4 days or something. I ended up like staying out there for like 10. Moved hotels like a bunch of times. I didn't plan anything, so I was just moving around. Some places I stayed were nice, some places I stayed were shitholes.
Shit.
Going out every single night. It's the thing I love most about Ibiza is any given night, more or less any club that you go to, superstar lineup. Your favorite DJs are going to be playing every single night of the week, right? So I'd already had a fantastic innings. This is part of my extended trip now. Oh, no, this was the night before I went into my extended trip.
Yeah.
So I'd gone out to Amnesia. Amnesia on the lineup, right? It's like Tutumont, Red Light, Shadow Child. All in the same room. I can't believe it, right? Maybe gets to about 3 or 4 in the morning, and I am fucking, I'm involved, mate. I am fully involved. And I'm dancing with this one girl and her friends. I was dancing with this girl, whatever. We're like chatting. I'm talking all kind of shit to this girl like that. Oh, God, she's so beautiful. I was guessing her. Oh, you're so beautiful. They're lovely girls, you know what I mean? But I was just being so over the top. Oh, it's so beautiful. So they were leaving, and they said to me, "Oh, do you wanna come back with us?" So I'm like, "Yeah, all right, cool." Not even thinking. And remembering it now, I don't fully recollect leaving the club and getting on what I now know as the Ibiza party bus. Okay, I thought we were going to get a cab or something. Well, we get out of this club, and next thing, when I sort of come to and sober up and realise what's going on, I'm on a bus, right? I'm on a ram bus flying down the motorway at like 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. The bus is full of people in the exact same state that I'm in. Now, I have to stand up because the bus is so packed, and this girl that I've been talking to, I'm with her and her friends, and we're just talking all of a sudden, and people who've had nights out like this will know exactly what this feels like. Okay, all of a sudden, I'm like, I have to piss now, okay? Not in 5 minutes, not in 30 seconds. I have to piss right now. Either I'm going to piss myself, or I'm going to whip it out and piss on everybody, okay? This is not staying in me. I'm like holding in. I'm holding in like the fucking English Channel right now. This needs to come out. So I look up at the guy and I'm like, I got piss right now. So she says to me, hey, you can piss in this. So she holds up this bottle of water. Now, this is like a beef or bottle of water. You know them like mini little, it would still probably cost you like €12, but this is a tiny little bottle.
It's like when you get liquor in the aeroplane,
yeah,
when you're flying. It's smaller than that.
Yeah, it's a little bit bigger than that. But anyway, so those of you who've never pissed in a bottle before, right? Let me just explain to you some of the mechanics that are involved. You can't put your dick all the way inside the bottle because there needs to be room for air to come back out again. It's a transfer of energy, right? There's energy going in. It needs to come back out again. So you need to leave a little gap. Now, I can't fit the helmet all the way in this little bottle of water, right? But I need to make a gap. So what I need to do is hold my dick outside of the bottle, aim it the stream into the fucking mouth of this little bottle, right? I need to do that one-handed without anybody noticing me whilst I'm like 9 beers deep. So I go for it, okay? I go for it. And the first sound I hear is the sound of my piss hitting the bottom of the bottle. So I'm like, yes, I fucking got this. And you're fully committed now, okay? That's it. You've started pissing. You're not all of a sudden going to go, okay, I've changed my mind. No. That's it. You are now going to carry on pissing until it's all finished, all right? So the girl standing in front of me, she's sort of giving me a bit of cover. It's a packed bus. People are kind of chatting, having their own conversations. Like, it's kind of cool. Then all of a sudden, Marcus, we hit a little bump in the road, a little swell, a little whoop.
And what happened, bro?
Now, my thumb instinctively goes to clamp over my japs eye, right? Instinctively goes to close that. Now, if you've ever, in the summer, like, held a hose, and you try and put your thumb over it, all it does is intensify the stream. And in most cases, sends it off in a direction that you can't control. So that's exactly what happened. I sprayed like 6 people with piss. I sprayed like 6 people with piss.
So you turned your piss stream into a water jet.
Yeah. And it like hits people's legs. And immediately, a couple of people turn around. Because, you know, you feel the sensation of the water. You're like, what the fuck? And then 2 people who are sat behind me realize what I'm doing and start hitting me in the back. Oh, what the fuck are you doing? Stop pissing. I'm sorry. Like, I'm trying to apologize.
But surely that's not helping because they're hitting you while you're kissing.
It's making it worse, if anything. And then I look up at the girl who's still up in front of me and she looks me right in the face and she says, it's going all over my legs. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. And I look down, Margot's, it's not even going in the bowl a little bit. I'm basically now just pissing on the floor. Like, I am mortified. So 5 minutes later, we pull into San Antonio. Maybe I could have waited 5 minutes.
A long 5 minutes.
San Antonio, I get off the bus. Holding my head. I don't want to look at anybody. It was getting off the bus. I could just see people going, oh man, someone pissed on the floor. Who the fuck pissed on the floor? What the fuck? I look at the bottle that I'm still holding, right? I look at the bottle, Marcus, there's like 4 drops in the bottle. I barely got any in there. And I get off the bus and the girls are probably more embarrassed for me, right? And I just say to them, I said, be honest with me. Don't try and make me feel good or anything, okay? Level with me. How many people do you think just saw that? And they went, honestly, like maybe 5, maybe 6 people. I was like, oh, no. All right, well, good night. See you later.
That was it.
I left them. Of course I did. I want to be like, hey, so I want to come around to my house.
Yeah, so I can wash the piss off your legs. You should have said, hey, do you want to come around to mine? We wash that piss off your legs.
So I go back to my hotel, and all the next day, I'm just nursing my hangover, right? And I just spend the entire day refreshing my timeline on Twitter, like, please, please, please don't tell me someone filmed that, or just please, no footage. All right, no footage. And I'm sort of safe in the knowledge that a lot of people were out of it on that bus, probably didn't even notice what was going on. But also, right, I was trying to piss into the bottle. I was not being drunk and just pissing on the floor. I was trying my hardest to piss into this bottle one-handed whilst being stood up on a bus that's flying down the road at like 60 miles an hour.
If I think I'm going to pick one part of the story that messed up for you, one part of that plan was probably trying to piss into the bottle one-handedly.
I should have just gone into the corner and used both hands and then just weed into the bottle.
And pissed on the floor.
Oh, man. It's mortified. But you know what was funny? The next day, mutual friend of ours, Simba, came out with a mate of his. That's why I extended my trip, because we ended up hanging out for a couple of days. I told them that story, and then being like, Preston boys, Caners or whatever, were like, nah, like, and what? Like, so.
Yeah, and?
They were not even a little bit impressed by that story. Yeah. And I was like, yeah, that's the. Because I told them about how mortified I was the next day, like, hot with embarrassment that I had done something like that. Like, but what else could I do? What the alternative was to piss myself on this bus or try and piss into a bottle. I tried to go for the latter. It didn't work out very well. Might have pissed on a few people, sorry. But what is the other alternative? Surely I would have looked more out of it if I'd have just pissed myself. I'm like, just weed myself.
Surely you could have just stopped the bus though, somehow.
It couldn't have, man. It was on the motorway. What I should have done is I shouldn't have left the club. I should have stayed there and watched fucking Red Light and Shadow Child, two of my favourite.
So didn't even get
DJs.
To see your DJs then?
I saw a bit of Red Light.
Okay, cool. That's sick. Well, that's a good pissy story then.
I'm gonna have to call my manager and ask if I can let people hear this story. Fuck. It just feels good to sort of get that off my chest. And you know the worst thing is all the girls were so, think about how fuckery they could have been. If I had that, fucking nasty, he's pissing everywhere. But I think they, you know.
In a situation like that, you got to be wrong and strong. You fucked up. There's nothing else you can do. You got to be wrong and strong. You got to say, hey, listen. Shit happens. I'm sorry.
Do you want to know the funniest part? Well, shit, unfortunately, didn't happen. Do you want to know the funniest part of that story for me?
Mm-hmm.
I went for a drink with a girl the next day.
And how did you open?
She was lovely. Sorry for pissing on you.
Is that what you said?
Do you know what? She actually said, it's not that bad. Why do you keep going on about it? That's what her and her friends were like. They're like, yes, whatever, innit? It's just, like, stop going on about it.
Where were they from? Can you say where they're from in the world?
I can't remember.
English? British?
Yeah. They're British girls.
Cool.
But maybe it's not a big deal for some people. For me, I was mortified. That is so embarrassing. It's not the most embarrassing thing that happened to me on that trip, but it's up there, man.
And we'll save that for when Dev's ready to share a little bit more. Bruv, you've lived some life. I'll tell you that for free.
I had a good year, man.
Good year.
I was going to settle down, innit? So I just made sure I got it all out of my system.
And you're all settled down now, aren't you?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. Anyway.
You could do it. You could do it to your kids. Just live first, man. That's the advice I'm going to give my nephew. Yeah, don't be in a rush to get like no girlfriend or whatever. Just have a life.
Live some life, yeah.
Get out of your fucking system, and you don't feel like you're missing out on nothing.
Yeah, man, woman, both of you. I just think we're saying that to guys as well. Ladies, do what you need to do. Guys, do what you need to do. Makes for a better settling down. Anyway, I'm pretty happy actually this week has been totally not the usual How to Kill an Hour, because why the fuck not? Cheers, Dev.
Anytime, man.
Where can we find you if we want to send you videos of you pissing on a bus, if we should have them archived in our phone?
First off, please delete them. My career is dangling by a thread. Please don't put it in jeopardy. but you can find me. I'm on the radio Saturday and Sunday between 6 and 10 a.m. I do the weekend breakfast show on BBC Radio 1. That's like my regular gig. And when I get my shit together, who knows? I'll probably put out my own podcast where I get to tell these kind of stories all the time.
I got you, bruv. I got you. I'm going to make it happen for you this year. I've said it now. I've committed.
Yeah.
I've said it on air.
Yeah, everyone says. Basically, if we get another 3 months
What's
deep.
What's all this if shit? When?
If we get another 3 months deep and I still haven't put out a podcast, I'm seriously
laughing. I'm to blame. All right, bruv. Cheers for that. And you can also find him on Twitter, dev_101. Send the videos. Yeah, I've been Marcus Bronzy, at Marcus Bronzy on all the social medias. Plenty of ways to kill some time out there. Thank you for killing some time with us. We'll probably be talking a little bit about gadgets more in next week's shows, but I just feel like everyone should just tweet Dev the word piss.
Or the drops emoji.
Yeah, the splashing.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Emoji. Cheers.